Drum major Claire Grove.
Good evening, Southern Garrett High School. My name is Nicholas Greason of the National Judges Association. We are here at the Allegheny Show in Cumberland, Maryland. Looking forward to evaluating your program and individual analysis music. I wish you good luck on your performance this evening. I'll be starting on the field, just off the sideline, 35-yard line of side one. Nice job! Nice job in the opening trumpet soloist, and also in the floor tom. I consider using a smaller mallet than those big bass drum mallets on it. It gets a little bit thuddy. Just watch that they get some of the intonation as we're kind of adding some of the additional voices, especially in the adding some of the responsibilities. Yeah, cool. So, also another moment, like the bass voices that just keep that maintained. You're trying to get that pianissimo, but maintain that all the way through. We kind of lost a little bit of our core sound. All right, so let's take Tim, you know, your battery there. Very, very nice, clean double stroke rolls and your snare drum. A little bit less confidence in the unison and the tenor, so just really, you've got the timing, just really, really lock that in. All right, really good tone quality exhibited in the saxophones. This guy's kind of putting down the rhythmic underpinning for Superman. There's a little bit of an intonation discrepancy in the tenor, so just really try to lock in on each other's with you and Barry. Nice job in going between the bars and the suspended cymbal and the marimba. Just getting a good job maintaining the timing and getting good technique. All right, nice job in the piccolo, just doing that little rhythmic ostinato coming across the field. Nice job in a little descending scale line, supporting the harmonic underpinning in the baritone. Really, really give a little bit. I mean, just give it a little bit more, front to the note, and the bigger chorus sound. That'll really help make a moment out of that. Sure, get that second entrance in together between the Barry sax and tenor sax. A little bit of locking, a little bit of timing right there, and making that happen. All right, nice job passing the triplets up the baseline. Alright, so good job, and nice job on the trumpet, nailing down the melodic line. Just be careful in the rhythmic underpinnings in the sax. It's just occasional a little bit in terms of, a little bit of discrepancy in terms of how we're attacking that. So yeah, careful. So I've kind of lost a little bit of mellophone right there, and there's the bottom of that. All right, so just get, and it's low, so it's just trying to really, really open up and make sure that it speaks down in the bottom register of the horn. All right, nice job getting you some uniformity in terms of the crescendo and decrescendo in the brass. nice job. I'm going to get the left-hand shot rim taps in the left-hand shot right-hand rim taps in the Maverick percussion. Well executed and timed together. Well played. So as you guys really try to push your da-da-da-da-da, really trying to intensify the articulation moving through that, and that'll really give that some style. So as we're kind of setting up the da-da in the low brass, make sure we really try to keep the feet out of the sound. We got a little bit of feet and a little foot vibrato happening right there, so really try to separate that athlete from the musician. Job in the trumpet solo. Now da 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 da. Now as you're doing the second part of the melody in the trumpet. All right, just really try to look at how we're decaying those tones at the end of the phrase. Just use a little da 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 da. Let's try really, really let the note get its full value. All right, so the little jam part right there. Did a good job of maintaining that good bass line. Gum, 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 gum. And a little bit more bounce to it. Really give that the good good tenuto feel in terms of really laying that down. But overall, well performed. All right, so careful as you guys are finishing the tune in the front ensemble. And bass drum got a little bit slow as you're trying to go for the sound. So less an arm, a little bit more in terms of rhythmic intensity, and I make that happen. All right, so we have this little fanfare introduction to mellophone and trumpet. So like both parts are really getting a good level of quality in terms of how we're achieving that. And as we go on the move, really try to make our note lengths equal as we try to achieve towards the end of those phrases. Alright, so we come around front ensemble. So a little bit more relaxation in terms of our roles and marimba, how we're really just trying to keep that nice and relaxed. A little bit of tension in the wrists, how we're achieving that. All right, nice job in the baritone and tenor sax, berry sax, da, ga, ga, ga. Good uniform articulation and note lengths between those moments. Nice job in the tenors, da, ga, da, 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 da. Good job performing that all the way through the phrase. Okay, I'll get a little bit more core of sound to the tuba. Let's just get a little bit more support in that in terms of how we're supporting the bass line. Be a little more aggressive in terms of how we're putting air in that thing. Yeah, that's challenging more. Dun, 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 dun. Try making that eighth note a little bit shorter so that the 2/16ths have a little bit more clarity coming up through. All right, Southern Garrett. So, you guys are doing a good job with
Southern Garrett High School Band.
Especially some thin numbers in some of your melodic areas. Just overall good ownership of those musical roles within the individuals. Just thoughts going forward. Try a little bit more support in the core of the sound of the low brass, especially when on the move, trying to get the feet out of the sound.
And up to 75 auxiliary. Group 4,
and a couple of the, pop-up intonation issues and some things that pop up in the middle of the program that can be ironed out. And continue to give it some style and some shaping, and it'll work out well for you. Hope my comments are helpful for you as you continue to develop your program for the season, and I wish you the best of luck.